This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Right now, it's time for our weekly chat with the Post-Gazette 93.7 The Fan's Jason Mackey. He is brought to you by Westminster College. Fall open house November 1st, westminster.edu for more details. Jason, is Sidney Crosby getting traded?
No, I don't think so. It's funny. I'm going to be on at 6 tonight, Andrew. I was actually just working on that segment now. I think people are seeing and hearing the wrong things with Sid. If this year goes terribly, yeah, I think he might open the door to it. He's not looking to get traded. They're not interested in trading him. I think it's a flawed concept. I don't know what Pat Brisson's up to. I've dealt with Pat a little bit. I don't understand what the motive would be. But no, I've never gotten that sense from Sid. I've never gotten that sense from people who have dealt with him on the Penguin side, old regime, new regime, that this is anything either party had any interest in pursuing.
How do you account for just the way Brisson talked about it, though, then, Jason? Because, I mean, yeah, he's making Tom Brady comps. Like, it felt like that this is a smiling, pleasant conversation, but I am also layering in here an implicit threat that if you're Kyle Dubas, you better get this thing turned around in a big hurry.
Yeah, that's about the only thing I can sense that it would be laced with, Chris. That, you know, it's kind of a kick in the pants and say, look, like this needs to happen. Sidney Crosby should be playing in the playoffs. I get that. And I'm with Pat Brisson if that's the case. Like, I don't think this has to be as extended as a lot of people seem to think. They've got this year might be rough, but if I'm Sid's camp, I want to see some real progress. So, I mean, that's the way I took it. And the part that kind of people aren't grabbing onto, I saw Nick Kotsanika from NHL.com use this more, and it was Sid talking directly about mentoring young guys and, you know, wanting to bring them up, and it brings some excitement. And, like, my interpretation or my understanding of Sid's feelings on that is genuine. He's not full of crap here. Like, he wants to leave this organization in a better shape than he found it, and that involves bringing up the young guys. That's not flying the coop and going to chase a championship. Like, you know, if it's irreparably wrong, yeah, it might be a different discussion. But that's not where Sid is at. That's not where the organization is at.
I still think, though, it sounds like they have two different agendas. The agent makes it sound like Sid's goal is to play in the playoffs this year. And it sounds like Kyle Dubas's goal is to build the organization out and put it in a position to succeed long term. And that doesn't really include winning this year. So how does that get reconciled?
Well, a new group buys the team. Here's another ingredient, guys. I mean, this sale is going to happen. I've talked about this, I believe, with you, if not on my own stuff. Like, I firmly believe Fenway Sports Group is selling to the Hoffman family of companies. I'm frankly a little bit confused why it hasn't happened already. That's the intel that I and others have been getting, that this is very far down the road. So, if you are the Hoffman family, you've never owned an NHL team before, the biggest professional sports asset you have is in the ECHL, are you really going to take over a rebuilding team, or do you want to put butts in seats? Like, I think that might be part of it too, where Brisson's kind of trying to kick some people in the pants and say, let's go, get Sid back to the playoffs. And I mean, the Penguins can make those decisions. If they want to be more competitive this upcoming season, they absolutely can. It would take eating some money. It would take mortgaging some picks, but they can be more competitive.
What about this other aspect here that Montreal and Sid is like the real match that it seems like some people beneath the surface are trying to force to happen, right? Get him to Montreal. He grew up a Canadiens fan. He didn't grow up that far away from Montreal, so to speak.
Yeah.
And this idea that, you know, you couldn't make a better mix than that player on that team, because that seems like the other subtext here, Jason, is that there is this subtle desire by multiple people, also by hockey in general, which is bad with this. Hockey loves to say such and such player should play for such and such Canadian team if they haven't yet played for a Canadian team. And I'm getting strong vibes with that in this case. Like, Montreal would move heaven and earth to get them, which would probably make it tough for them to be a playoff team again.
Yes. Yes. And this is a narrative that much of the Canadian media wants to perpetuate and propel. And, you know, it would be really cool. You know, Sid grew up with Canadians gear all over his room, and here's Sid playing for a Canadian team. The only problem with that is, like, that's not how Sid's wired. He's not along for the ride, the gag here. He wants to take care of Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh took care of him. My understanding of Sid, and this is coming from places very close to Sid, like, he appreciated very much the opportunity he had with Mario coming in here. He wants to do the same whenever he leaves. My understanding is that hasn't changed. Canadian media can drool and want him to come to the Canadians or the Maple Leafs or the Jets or the Canucks or God knows what. I don't see it happening unless something else really crazy happens here.
Well, would you include really crazy if they're the worst team in the Eastern Conference at the trade deadline, which, by the way, the odds makers expect them to be?
Well, it wouldn't happen. A deal like this wouldn't happen at the deadline, Andrew. I mean, it would be the offseason. And if they're just horribly bad during the season, and they're not seeing progress from prospects, like if Wilkes-Barre stinks, if guys are getting hurt, then yeah, maybe. I mean, maybe that's enough to change the minds, and there's going to be a lot of context there. This deal, I mean, Sid doesn't get traded in season, if he gets traded at all, and I don't think he gets traded.
Jason Mackey on the Sidney Crosby Dilemma. He will host tonight at 6 following us. Thank you, Jason.
All right, dudes. Have a good one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.